Happy holidays, everyone. So we're on to Miami here. Seems like a lot longer than 4 weeks ago we played these guys, but definitely some new faces there, and I think they've evolved a little bit as a team since the last time we played them, which is, I'd say, kind of normal. So definitely some new things to be ready for, as well as change in the whole environment and location of the game and all that. So we've got to get back on it here and turn our attention to them. I think they played well the last few weeks. Really did a good job running the ball the last couple of games, and we've got good balance in their offense. And defensively, of course, they're always physical, strong up front, do a good job of controlling the line of scrimmage and stopping the run, hitting the quarterback, and those type of things. They've created some turnovers. They say had turnovers last week against Buffalo, which is big for them, and strong in the kicking game. So be a big challenge for us this week to get things back up on track in terms of our overall performance. Try to get off to a better start, obviously, than we had the last 2 weeks. That would help, and play well for 60 minutes.
Bill, Tom said earlier, maybe not a ton different schematically on the defensive side of the football from Miami. Is that kind of consistent on both sides of the ball? Or is it, you said there's some new wrinkles, but for the most part?
For the most part. They've added a few things. Defensively, they've added a couple wrinkles. Offensively, same thing, which isn't unexpected, but it's just more things you got to keep track of.
That hasn't been that long. Tannehill has continued to improve. Seems to maybe playing, getting there in terms of where he is, his progress.
I think they've expanded his, some of the things they've done with him a little bit. Definitely more dive option, which they ran a little bit against us. Scored a touchdown on that, but we've seen more of that in recent weeks. It's not San Francisco, but they work it in there, and. With Thomas out, we've seen more of Lamar Miller this week, and of course he had a good week against Buffalo, so I'm sure we'll see him along with Bush. Things like that.
Bill, Tom was talking about just getting consistency into the playoffs, trying to improve it this week. Is that something that you agree with as well? Just that the team is obviously.
We try to do that every week. This week, every week, early part of the season, end of the season, middle of the season. Yeah, it's always about consistency. I think you can look at every team in the league and find good plays and players doing things really well. These are professional football players. They're very talented. They do a lot of things. Can do a lot of things. It's the good teams, the good players, they do them more consistently. It's not as much about talent as it is consistent performance, teams and individual players, so. That's all connected.
Miami obviously can't make the playoffs, but do you have to remind your players that these guys are still going to play as hard as ever, that Miami as hard as ever, even though they don't have anything to play for? Remind your players of that?
We expect every opponent we play, each player and each team, to perform at their best. That's what we prepare for, is their best performance, not a poor one. We always prepare for the best, so that's what we'll do this week.
How much growth and development have you seen from Brandon Dederick over the past three seasons here?
It's up quite a bit this year. I think he's had a good year. He's been healthy. He's been able to get a lot of snaps throughout the course of the season, training camp, preseason, regular season. That certainly helped him. That wasn't the case. Of course, last year he spent the first 6 weeks on PUP, so missed training camp. Miss some time there. But I think, and of course, his rookie year, that's always a tough year for any player, just in terms of, they develop, but they just don't have the experience to go with it. And so I think it's kind of come together for him more this year than in the other two in terms of experience, consistency, opportunity, all those things. Yeah, he's had a good year.
Bill, Jermaine maybe back today at practice. We expect him back. I know he's had his swing lifted. How much is there much of a process of catching him back up to things that maybe were added or taught over the last 4 weeks when he was not here?
Well, I think any time a player comes back after an absence for a while, whether it's whatever the reasons are, it doesn't matter, that there's a combination of catching up mentally to what's going on, but also catching up from a technique standpoint, and also a communication and reaction, really. I mean, no matter how much a player, you know, runs around a track or does sit-ups or whatever, it's not the same as when the other 21 guys are out there hearing plays called, reacting to what happens on the other side of the ball, communicating, making adjustments with your teammates. There's just no way to do that other than to do it. So I think that's be important for any player that's coming back after missing some time, regardless of what the reasons are, that's definitely something that they need to do, and they need to do it with their teammates. And it needs to be it's something their teammates need to have happen, as well as the individual player who wasn't there himself. So, call that's part of it.
Silver lining is the right term, but like when you get a guy, I know Trevor, Chandler being out, Jermaine being out, had a chance to start against Miami the last time you guys played him, got a couple sacks. It seems like Justin's been more involved. Is it, I guess, in a way, a positive when you have the opportunity to get more guys rotating through and see what they're capable of doing?
Well, it certainly is a positive for some of the players who get those opportunities, and then if they can take advantage of them and use that opportunity to enhance their role or show through their performance that they're ready to, you know, handle more responsibility, it's a good thing for them, and ultimately it can be a good thing for the team to have to be able to actually see those guys do it, watch them improve, watch them get more reps in practice and in the games, and have more confidence in them, and know that their execution level is higher from that. So, yeah, I'd say it's accurate.
Phil, Sunday is Gil Santos' final regular season call on the radio. Just your thoughts on, you know, when you watch NFL films and you hear some of the calls of Gil from the Super Bowl and things like that, what he's meant to this organization?
Yeah, I mean, he's meant a lot, you know, and Gino and Gil have been doing it for so many years, and, you know, it's changed this year, and then there'll be another one next year, but it's, you know, kind of the passing of the torch at that role, and I know that to the fans, that's, you know, that's huge, because that's a lot of times their connection to the team. They hear that every, you know, every week, thousands and thousands of fans, and I know that was, you know, it was the case for me. You know, when I grew up watching the Colts, it was Chuck Thompson, and he was the voice of the Colts, and that's, you know, as a fan, it felt more of a connection to him than anybody else, because that's the guy you heard the most from. So, yeah, I know Gil and Gino, you know, have meant a lot to this organization, and I know there's a great affection for them from our fans, and, you know, Gil coming back and doing it for one more year. You know, we see him every week on the plane. He's been a real staple for us, and it's been very supportive. I've had a good personal relationship with Gil, and we'll miss him. And we'll miss him.
You talked about the environment being different from the last time you played Miami. The climate will probably be different too.
Yeah.
When you face a team from a warm weather city, are there things that you can do to take advantage of that? And do you put any stock in the fact that it might give your team the slightest of built-in advantages?
Well, I think the most important thing for us is just to go out there and do things as well as we can do them, in whatever elements we have to play in. So we've had a lot more experience in whatever those elements are, and so hopefully that'll show up in our execution on Sunday. I don't think we're worried too much about what Miami will or won't do with them. I think we're more worried about how do we do the right things and maximize our efficiency and execution in them, whether that's the wind, precipitation, temperature, whatever it happens to be. So I don't think the sun will be a big factor, but, you know, it would be at a 1 o'clock game at this time of year. So, you know, those kind of things you prepare for them, and we prepare for them on a daily basis working out here. And then we'll see how it all comes together on Sunday. But I think it's more about us doing the most we can with whatever the conditions are than worrying about what they do or don't do with them. We expect them to handle them well, because that's what we expect from all our opponents, that they'll perform at the highest level against us, so that's what we got to get ready for.
So will you have a plan in place mentally in terms of player deployments to make all the across the game?
No, we're doing everything we can to get ready for the Dolphins, and I've been around this league long enough to know you can't predict how anything's going to go on Sundays in the NFL, so we'll control what we can control, which is to get ready and play Miami.
So how has Gronk looked in practice over the past couple of weeks, and how is he progressing?
Well, we'll see how he is. He did more last week than he did the week before, and we'll see where he's at today and tomorrow when we go out there and see what he can do. So I think we'll take a day to day, and we'll make decisions day to day based on where he's at. He's moving along, not ready yet. Take a day to day and see how it goes.
Do you think it's important to try to get him some game reps before the playoffs?
I think those are really decisions that are made medically. Players are able to play, then we play them. If they're not, then we don't. It's the same for every player, so we treat them all the same. There's nothing more important than the player's health and safety. So when they're cleared to play, then we make playing decisions. If they're not cleared to play, then there's no decision to make. And I don't think that's a decision that a coach makes or influences. Those are medical decisions, if it's a medical situation. Once it's a competitive decision, then that's a coaching decision. If it's a medical decision, then that's made by medical people.
Bill, how important in your experience is the last game of the year building momentum into the playoffs? But Tom said it goes back and forth, depending on the circumstance. How do you feel about that?
Well, I don't think it really matters. I think it right now what matters is just our performance in this game and like how that affects some other week. I don't know. It's right now we just want to take advantage of our opportunity to prepare and play well and coach well this Sunday. So that's really what it's about. I'm not trying to look anywhere past Sunday, just looking to Sunday. And Sunday could certainly, our game against Miami, doesn't stand on its own, but in conjunction with some other games, it could have an impact on what happens to us the following week. So we'll try to do the best we can with our opportunity. That's all we can do. Okay, thank you.